T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's the manager of your Oakland Athletics, Bob Melvin, with Joe Lo and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Bo Mel, how you doing? It's got to be like a holiday for you today, right?
It is. There, you know, there are a lot of holidays, but opening day is definitely one in the baseball world. And, you know, a lot of excitement wrapped around today for sure.
Any superstitions or anything you go through as an order of tradition to get yourself ready for tonight's game?
I have a lot of superstitions, but they kind of all start today, so it'll start with my route to the ballpark, and we'll see how that one goes, and we'll make some adjustments along the way if we need to.
But Bob, today's that opening day. Who gives that speech that says, fellas, this is the opening day? I know one game doesn't mean everything, but this is a game we want to give it to the crowd. We're naming the stadium after Ricky. Who's going to get the guys fired up today? Is it you? Who do you got in line?
Well, we have a lot of guys that are impactful in the clubhouse, and that's the good thing about our team this year. Some of the newer guys that we brought in have been impactful right away. So, you know, certainly I'll have a little something to say, and then we'll see who kind of chimes in. But we've talked a lot about, you know, leading up to this day and the long grind of the season. Certainly opening day, there are a few more nerves involved because you know you're going to get a packed house, and our fan base is pretty loud out there, and for the newer guys, they'll see that firsthand tonight. So it's a day where you really don't need to give speeches, although you want to kind of address what's going to happen from this day forward.
Bob, I can hear the excitement in your voice, and not only have you managed, you've played the game. Is there any opening day memory that stands out more so than others?
You know, it's I didn't start that many opening days. So probably there was one where I started in Baltimore where it was a home opening day and got to catch the first pitch. Dan Quayle threw the first pitch out. And, you know, Baltimore is such a great baseball city, and doing that at home is kind of special. So probably that one, but certainly the one that most resonates with me was my first one here in Oakland when I was managing, because for obvious reasons. And, you know, it's a special day here at Oakland. There are going to be a lot of nerves, like I said.
How about 2 years ago when Sonny Gray took a no-hitter deep into the game, and in game one, you already have to figure out whether or not you're going to let him go for it or you're going to manage him on the pitch count?
Yeah, those are always tough decisions on opening day. You know, you get guys ready to start the season, and certainly your starting pitchers, you look at, you know, opening day is a little bit more of a lesser pitch count day, maybe 100 or less. And that's always a difficult decision to take anybody out of the game when they're doing well. But you have to be mindful of a long season. And, you know, that night 2 years ago, I think we had a pretty good lead. So it wasn't too nerve-wracking about taking him out of the game.
Two-time Manager of the Year, Bob Melvin, with Joe Lo and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Take us through the process where you're cutting down the roster and you decide you're going to go 8-man bullpen over 5 outfielders. How tough of a decision was that?
Yeah, it was tough. Jeff Decker really made an impact this year for us in spring and, you know, kind of came out of the pack, did everything we asked him to do, plays all 3 alpha positions really well, had a great spring. So that was the toughest cut to make. But if you look at some of the young starters we have across the board, really, that you know you're going to have to keep an eye on them. And, you know, with a veteran bullpen, we feel like we can do that. But you do need some length at the back end, someone who can give you 2 or 3 innings. And that's Frankie Montas. So whether it's he or Daniel Colom, we needed the added length at the end of the bullpen. Now, who's to say that it goes this way whole year? It's going to be tough to only have a 3-man bench, but this is the way we felt like we needed to start.
How impressive was Montas for such a young guy to be able to wow you enough to get on the big league roster to start the season?
Yeah, well, it starts with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah.
He had a great spring on top of it. Everything we threw at him, we brought him in with guys on base. We had him throw multiple innings, and he did everything extremely well. And for a young guy, seems to have a presence on the mound that you don't see out of younger guys this early in their career. So he's going to be one heck of a pitcher for us, probably a starter along the way. But because of the innings that he pitched last year, we're pretty mindful of that, and we feel like to start in the bullpen not only is going to help us, but it'll help him over the course of the season.
You know, Watt's not there. You know, him and Simeon had great relationships. You know, had a great relationship. But who's some of the other young guys that you expect big things from this year, as far as the guys that you looked at and say, look, I expect you guys to come through this year? There's a lot of young guys that fans should be like, okay, hey, this guy I'm going to keep an eye on.
Well, you know what? We feel like there are a lot of guys, and certainly our two biggest prospects, at least position player-wise, and Frank Lombretto and Matt Chapman are still in the minor leagues, and we expect them to knock the door down and find their way here too. But certainly Ryan Healy had a terrific year for us last year. We expect him to build upon that. He's going to have a little bit of a different role moving around, you know, playing some third, playing some first, and DHing. He'll DH tonight. So we expect him to improve on that. And, you know, as far as the position players go, we do have quite a few veterans. It's certainly the rotation where we have some of our younger guys with Cotton and Manaea and so forth. So we expect them to have better years too, and we feel like they have bright futures ahead of them.
Bob, I'm a big lineup guy. I like to get to the park early, watch the managers like yourself bring the lineup to the home plate ump. Coming out of spring training, how soon did you know that today's lineup would be what it is? Is that something that happened this morning, yesterday, a week before?
You know, that's a good question, because we probably have a couple different lineups we're looking at, and it depends on certain matchups. So I think actually 2 days ago I kind of decided on today's lineup, which will feature Raj Davis at the top of the lineup. So we brought him in for that reason. He gives us the speed dynamic. I know he's going to be really excited today, especially with his idol, Ricky Henderson, you know, having the field named after him. So there's a lot wrapped around this game and certainly the lineup due to the fact that we really want Raj to kind of set the tone at the top of the lineup. So I came up with that one a couple days ago, and that will be the lineup tonight.
Bob, how do you guys approach tonight from I know everyone's got a routine, but there's the ceremony for Bill King. There's the dedication of the field as Ricky Henderson Field. I mean, this is a big night. This is a big moment. Are guys going to go through the routine maybe a little quicker so they can get out there and participate in some of this?
Yeah, you know, there's 161 and there's opening night, and there's even more going on with us tonight with the field dedication and obviously the Bill King, you know, representation too. So it's a nervy night, and we'll be out there on the line for a while, so guys have to be mindful of getting ready before that, and then we've also built in some time afterward to get them, make sure they're loose and ready for the start of the game. But the ceremony should be great. I know I'm going to get goosebumps, and I'm sure most of our fans will too, based on the fact that we're honoring two Oakland A's legends.
Have you settled on a ninth inning closer yet?
I have. It could be some matchups involved too, and we've talked to the group about what we expect, and we know that this could change along the way. But you know, we have eight guys down there, and we kind of have tandems of two. So it's not necessarily one particular guy, and we'll see how the game plays out, and we'll see what the matchups look like.
Tell him, Skip, we don't want to give all the secrets out. I got you.
The people wanted me to ask the question.
No,
I had to ask the tough question.
I don't blame you. It's not the first time I've been asked that question.
Yeah, I know. I see quotes from you for the last 3 weeks. You know, we're working on it.
Right,
we'll get there.
Right.
Yeah, I try to mix up the answers just so I'm not giving the same answer all the time.
Oh, you're good at it, Bo. You've been great at it.
Hopefully we get into that situation tonight and we have somebody on the mound in the ninth inning with a lead.
You know, part of that has to come from those acting chops you were showing in that Oakland Mayor commercial.
Yeah.
You look good out there, Bo Mel.
Well, you know what? All I can say is my writers do a great job for me, and, you know, what's the line for that? But our people really do a good job with those commercials, and they make it easy on us.
Well, keep throwing those change-ups. How big is it now for, you know, Ricky Henderson, and not just him, but Dave Stewart, so many guys you're bringing back in the fold. What does that mean to the organization? And you as a skipper and a manager, how does that make you feel seeing a lot of these great legends coming back?
Oh, it's great. And, you know, we have so many of them, and we've had such a great history here that it does make sense to incorporate these guys. And it's just good for the players to be around these guys. They are all winners. They're World Series champions. They just kind of, you know, ooze greatness. So, you know, we ask for Ricky as much as we can get him over the course of the season. He's a busy guy, but he's good enough to give us a lot of time. And, you know, all the other guys that you're talking about, too, are really impactful in the career and, you know, in the history of the Oakland A's. So it's nice to celebrate these guys, and we're doing it really well tonight.
Bob Melvin, two-time Manager of the Year with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Bo Mel, we know you're busy. We thank you for your time today. Good luck tonight. Enjoy it, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you very much, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.